have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not having a medical emergency. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for asking. What about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question about me and my husband. Okay, my husband, he's an essential worker. He works, he is a crane mechanic. He works on cranes. He does not have a spleen. A spleen is what makes antibodies to you know, help you fight against illnesses and diseases and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When will he, are they already doing him? And if so, what does he need to be able to get because of vaccination?
You said what now, ma'am?
I said that I was trying to find out when my husband, when the COVID vaccination will be available for my husband. He doesn't have a spleen. A spleen is what makes your antibodies to fight off diseases and illnesses and everything. And he's an essential worker. He's a crane mechanic. He works, you know, he works on cranes.
When
will he be, I mean, is he going to be able to get it next week when they open up the second phase of the vaccinations? And if so, what does he need to bring with him?
I wouldn't exactly know, but...
me to call this number that y'all can tell me, the public health department.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly know, though, because they, like, we really don't talk about the categories. The only time we talked about the categories, and it's been a while since it's been updated by now.
Right. Well, I know that Alabama, okay, I'm in Alabama, I'm sure you are. I know that they're going to start their second phase next week. So I'm saying that the United States is going to start the second phase, I would think. But how do you, what number do you call? I mean, there's got to be a number that you call to find out if you're, you know, if you're, if it's your turn to get the vaccination. You know, they told me, the public health department told me, you guys would know. I mean, isn't that what the hotline's for? I mean, what is the hotline for? What is it for?
We can answer basic questions, but...
And who would I get a hold of, do you know? Or maybe I could speak to your boss. Maybe she could give me some information.
I can give you a website. Would you like the website? They could give
the
you more information.
I've already went on the website. It just says anybody with underlying conditions like COPD, cancer, whatever, my husband, and et cetera. I don't know what the et cetera is. Would it be my husband? Would it be people with no immune system? Would it, you know, I mean, could I speak to your boss? Maybe she knows.
They're going to tell you.
Who I can reach out to, or... maybe she'll have a number I can call to find out. I mean, because all the people going to get these vaccinations and they're getting turned away. you know, and a lot of people can't afford to take off work to go get the vaccination just to be turned away. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. But
so we would like to know before we go, you know, do we ask our doctors? Do we, I mean, I'm trying to figure out if my husband is going to be available for his shot next week when they open up phase two. I want to know what the health conditions are. If his health condition is one that, yeah, you need to come get the vaccination. There's got to be a number, someone out there to help, you know, to answer that question.
It's not another number. The only thing that we were supposed to do was give you the website, but you said you was already on the website, and it really didn't say much.
Yeah, it don't give much information. It just says cancer, COPD, it names off a couple other, and then it says et cetera. And I'm like, okay, what's et cetera? You know. And just, we can't afford for him to take off work. We can't afford for him to take off work he don't need to take off work and then 2 days later take off work again. You know, we can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I'll call the health department back and see what they say. Tell them that y'all didn't know and ask them if they have another number.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, sweetheart. You be safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
And you have a blessed weekend, sweetheart.
You too. Thank you.
It's a week, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It ain't even near about the weekend. You have a blessed week.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.